Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I thank you to your Dr. Howard and everybody, because my Balance of Nature is like my extra little health insurance for me. It makes me feel good every day. I will take it forever. I don't have any family, and I think of you guys as my family. I think I'm getting emotional because you care, and I get,
you're going to make me emotional.
No, but, you know, I just feel like you're my family because you really care about me. That's why I love you guys. You're like a family, and I know that if I ever needed to talk, I could talk. So thank you.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Warning: the following show may contain sarcasm and random opinions from right-wing extremists. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
A woman has to be a woman. A woman places in a home. A man places to provide. And if he don't provide, then you don't need it. I've been working since I was 7. I've been raising children since I was 5. I've been cooking since I was 4 and a half. And these women today, all they know is McDonald's, fast foods and stuff. They don't know nothing about cooking and feeding no man. I wait till a man hards it through his stomach. Get you behind in there and cook and feed him. And make sure he get up off his butt and go to work.
Is that something that's missing in this community?
No, the women's sorry. Now, they may not like me for saying it, but these young women today, they don't even raise their children. Their children raising them. Look, a woman places to raise her children, and at the end of the day, tell their husbands which one they had to almost kill. That's how that go. That's why the juvenile center is so full, and they're expanding the jails because mothers don't raise their children and putting the blame on the man. And the man ain't worth a quarter because he won't work. Because I'm 72 years old, and I still don't mind working. I ain't scared of work. They stay in the system and use up the elderly money. They've been in the system and lay up there and get all them children and expect us to help them take care of them. I'm sick of it.
Wow, that was Mother Agnes. Man, you tell him. I love that. I love that clip. Welcome to the show. I welcome Melissa Smith. How are you, Melissa Smith?
I'm good. Man, preach it, sister.
I know, right? I love that. I thought that was awesome. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. We're happy to have you. Melissa joins me every hour on this day, on every single week. I love it. And we have a lot to talk about and just some really interesting things. Melissa's always on the cusp of just kind of bringing to the show. So just really interesting, kind of intriguing stuff. And I love that. Make sure you get over to the website, share the clips. We did the Michael News story yesterday. And let me just say that is so... scary. On changes that were made in 93 that affect us now and that affect our military and everything else. And you really do need to check out the Michael News story. It was talked about at the time, but a lot of people that have gotten into politics since then might not understand what went on under Clinton. And selling us out to the UN. But in any case, get over to the website. Make sure you're checking out Balance of Nature. When I actually used to take a supplement and it went out of business, and I was looking for the supplement that I wanted to take. And I did my homework. A couple of my friends actually were taking this one and had been taking it for a couple decades, which is awesome because they have great health. And I was like, how are you so healthy? Well, their answer was Balance of Nature. It's been around a long time. It's got kick butt reviews. And the reason is because it's that good. It was that clean, that good, contained more than any other supplement I've ever seen. And I really did my homework on that because I wanted to make sure I was getting the right ingredients and I was getting it in the right doses and making sure that those nutrients from all of those dehydrated fruits and vegetables, that I was going to get those. And as much as I could possibly pack into a supplement. And the fiber drink that goes with it is just amazing. And so my husband and I have been loving this. And I'm telling you about it because I want you to go to Balance of Nature and get it for yourself. And if you put in the code KATE, you can get a discount. But it was because of the homework I did and the research. You guys know how much I love research. When I know I'm a research junkie. And when I was doing my research on that, that was the one that kept coming up again and again and again as the best supplement to take. And there's a million out there. I'm telling you, Balance of Nature is it. Go to the website. You can hear all about it and you can actually do your homework on it. But order up. Put in the code Kate, get a huge amount of savings, and you're going to love it. You're going to love it. And then let me know how you're doing. Melissa Smith, okay, out of the gate. I just want to mention just a couple of things that we're probably going to be talking about in today's show, probably in the last hour. And I want to address a couple things, but one of them was Rand Paul roasting Lindsey Graham. He's been wrong every time on foreign policy. I loved that. I actually like Rand. I've had Rand on the show, and he's great. Another thing is the Obama and Trudeau liaison. He keeps promoting Trudeau from Canada. And it's kind of scary because I think that the two of them are so new world ordery that it makes my skin crawl. And so I just wanted to mention that he's really getting behind Trudeau for some strange reason, and Obama just keeps rearing his ugly little head around and promoting all these other people for, well, basically the New World Order, because Obama's a big ticket on that. And also, well, there's a couple of things. I mean, we'll probably get into that in the last hour, but let's get out of the gate. And I want to talk, and I know this is going to sound so weird, but I want to talk about Sesame Street. I want to talk about what our kids are hearing about, because this is fascinating, Melissa, what our kids are really what they really want our kids to start learning is scary to me a little bit.
Well, I don't know that this is a grand departure from the trajectory that Sesame Street has been on for a lot of years either.
Okay.
So the newest character on Sesame Street is going to be a friend of Elmo, and let me see, Carly.
Okay.
Carly's a little green. She's a little green puppet with yellow feathery hair. She's going to talk about how addiction has affected her family because her mother is an opioid addict on Sesame Street.
Jeez. I'm sorry. It's like, I'm sorry. Can our kids be kids ever anymore? I don't know what our problem is in filling them with adult ideas consistently and trying to get them to be mini adults. What in the world are we doing?
Well, they are selling this by saying that there are so many children that are affected. According to their numbers, 5.7 million children under the age of 11 live in a household with a parent who struggles with some sort of addiction.
Wow.
So these kids are also being affected by addiction, and they want to give those kids some kind of place and recognition that you're not alone, you're not the only one that struggles, blah, 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 all that stuff.
Okay, this is a children's show. If, you know, I'm sure there are people in that child's life that can counsel them if there was something that was needed. Why is this such a broad topic for a children's show? It baffles me as to why parents don't speak out more about this. I mean, are we turning to these shows to be the parent or to be the adults in the home that would normally be the ones that would be talking privately with children about certain issues based on what their knowledge of their child is? Why are we
this? Wait, Kate, you got to consider. Now, I was a stay-at-home mom. And when my kids had the TV on, you know who was in the room with them? I was.
Right.
I watched. In fact, to this very minute, I can sing more of the songs from children's shows than my own kids can, because they don't remember them, but I do. Because I know what my kids were watching.
Right, right.
If you're using the television as a babysitter, if you're taking your kids to a babysitter, and the babysitter is using the TV or Sesame Street as a safe place to park your kids, then do you really even know what they're watching?
Right, right. Well, it's a point. Yep, you're right. You're right. And I fear that parents are just letting the shows teach the kids without them being present. And I think it's really kind of a sad state of affairs that they think these that say what kind of programming these kids are going to get, because a lot of a lot of us like our age grew up with Sesame Street and think that anything they're going to talk about is sort of generalized and sort of, you know, kid friendly. But now they're kind of segueing into all of these weird topics with kids, adult topics. But we're not noticing because we're still thinking Sesame Street from the past in the very early years.
We can go back even into the 90s. There was a huge debate about whether Bert and Ernie were gay.
Yes, yes. But adults were having that. It wasn't like, was it presented on? I mean, I remember them, you know, talking about how to deal with a disabled child. That's good. I like that. That's a pretty good topic if they want to venture into something other than ABCs. But adults were having that conversation. Were kids?
Who knows? And I don't think that those are the thoughts that children even have.
They aren't.
I don't think a 2-year-old who's watching Sesame Street is wondering if Bert and Ernie are gay.
No, they're wondering about red, white, and blue and green and orange and pink, and they're wondering about the ABCs and counting numbers, and they like fun characters that talk in puppet form. I mean, this is about the basis of childhood. That's why I think this is really too sad. It really is. It's sad.
I just kind of want to make reference to another children's show that also tackled hard subjects for children, but did it with a different kind of philosophy behind it.
Okay.
And that was Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers was doing some amazing work. He took on death with children. And the way it was presented on his show was that his goldfish died.
Okay. And so how did he deal with that differently than, say, Sesame Street would, in your view?
I think that what Mr. Rogers was doing, he had a remarkable ability to see the world from a child's, like, developmental place. And I'm sure Sesame Street is loaded with child developmental specialists, that the children's workshop that leads this. And in fact, the person who was a consultant for this character is from the Betty Ford Children's Program.
Interesting.
So it's without a doubt, I don't have a problem with recognizing that children have struggles. They have people in their life who are, is Sesame Street going to introduce a character, a character whose parents are involved in domestic violence?
Right.
You know, yeah. I mean,
where does it end?
We have to think about it from the kids' place. What do children need to know about addiction? You know, they need to know that there are trustworthy adults, that, you know, they're not alone.
Right.
But how much specific do we need to, you know, how far down the path do we need to take them? And in how much depth? And I honestly have not watched Sesame Street to evaluate that with this character. So perhaps it's all just dandy. But can we just let children be children?
Oh, gosh.
Can
just
we
stick
let
to the
Bert
ABCs.
And Ernie be friends?
Yeah.
Can we let this new little character be somebody who's got, I've got a tough situation at home.
Right.
Without spelling out the gory details of it.
Well, yesterday I talked about the teachers union, specifically over tens of thousands of classrooms in the United States, declaring that they were now the cultivators of decency and that it goes beyond just teaching the basics and that they were basically going to make it their thing to indoctrinate kids and to tell them how to view LGBT and how they should be viewing all these things. And I feel like Sesame Street's doing that too, and that we're not really mindful of it, and that they're not the cultivators purveyors of decency. They just need to teach colors and numbers and things like that. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.